Hello, everyone. Lovely to see you, Holger, Nathan. Hello, Walter. Shai. Hello, Shai. Frank. Lovely to be with you. Our true, real experience is this borderless beingness, alive. Vibrant with the peace the wonder the transparency No borders. A wide, open field of being, knowing, and not knowing. Knowing of being, being knows somehow, it knows it is. I know I am. Not knowing in that there are no descriptive, there is no possible description. That can describe the undescribable. This wide open field of being, knowing, not knowing, is our reality. The one reality, the reality of I, the reality of everything, whatever the mind conceives. Whatever is perceived. Within this reality, there are no separate whatever, no separate anything, no separate people, no separate minds, no separate mountains, no separate worlds, no separate consciousnesses, nothing separate. Quite a wonder. In this non-dual beingness, the mind is tranquil. The body is merged with the universe. There is no entity seeking anything. Because the I that perceives is this borderless, transparent beingness, and not some physical, limited, personal reality. Your reality and universal reality is one. These are feeble words, meager words being shared to refer to that which is beyond words. Beyond mind. Beyond conception. You don't start anywhere, and you don't end anywhere. There is no location to I. There is no material substance, no physicality, to I. No material substance. And yet, I is undeniable. Real. The reality of our experience. Not the stream of thoughts and concepts and perceptions. And yet this I, which is not an object, is empty and yet full, objectively empty, phenomenally empty, and noumenally full. Full of self-knowing, non-objective, non-phenomenal self-knowing, noumenal knowingness. Knowing of its infinite creativity. Knowing that its creativity has no independent reality. Knowing that the reality of creation is I, the Creator. So this reality is phenomenally empty, but noumenally not empty. And this experience of non-emptiness, noumenal non-emptiness, and phenomenal emptiness is known as peace, intelligence, freedom, love and joy. So one could say that in a relative way of speaking, that the culmination of the investigation, the culmination of the inquiry, is peace, freedom, joy, and happiness.